the fourth Sunday of Easter, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 27 to 30. Jesus said, "The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will ever steal them from me. The Father who gave them to me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal from the Father. The Father and I are one."
Jesus is visiting the temple in Jerusalem on a cold winter's morning, the last winter of his public life. He challenges a group of hostile Judeans to cease causing anguish for others and to accept his love. He says, "I keep for myself what is mine, love, and I transmit it to my lambs. I offer it also to you to make you good. If you became good, you would understand me, and you would belong to my flock like the others who are already in it. We would love one another. I and my sheep love one another. They listen to me. They recognize my voice. You don't understand what it really means to know my voice. It means that one has no doubts about its origin, and one can distinguish it among a thousand other voices of false prophets as the true voice that came from heaven. Now and always, even among those who consider themselves followers of wisdom, and they partly are, there will be many who will not be able to tell my voice from other voices speaking of God, more or less with justice. But these voices will be inferior to mine." A Judean objects. "You always say you'll be going away soon, then you say you will always speak. If you go away, you will not be able to speak anymore." This is said in a scornful tone in which one would speak to a person of unsound mind. Jesus replies again in his patient, sorrowful tone. "I will always speak, so that the world may not become completely idolatrous. And I will speak to my disciples who have been chosen to repeat my words to you. Through them the Spirit of God will come, and they will understand what even wise men will not be able to understand. Scholars will study the word, the sentence, the manner, the place, the how, the instrument through which the word speaks. Whereas my chosen ones will not get lost in such useless studies, but lost in love, they will listen and they will understand, because the love will speak to them. They will distinguish both the ornate pages of learned people and the false pages of false prophets. These are rabbis of hypocrisy who teach polluted doctrines or teach what they do not practice. They will distinguish these from the simple, true, deep words coming from me. But the world will hate them because of that, because the world hates me, light, and it hates the children of the light. It is the dark world that loves darkness suitable for its sins. My sheep know me and will know me. They will also follow me always on the ways of blood and sorrow, along which I will be the first one to go. And they will come along these ways after me. These ways lead souls to wisdom. The blood and tears of those who are persecuted because they teach justice will illuminate these ways, so that they may stand out in the dark fumes of the world and of Satan. These ways are like trails of stars leading those who seek the way, the truth, the life, but do not find those who can take them there. Because that's what souls are in need of, a guide who may lead them to the life, to the truth, to the right way. God is merciful towards the souls that seek and do not find, not through their fault, but because of the laziness of some shepherds who are like idols. God is merciful towards the souls that get lost when they are abandoned to themselves and are received by Lucifer's ministers, who are always ready to welcome those who have lost their way to make them converts to their doctrines. God is merciful towards those who have been deceived only because the rabbis of God, the so-called rabbis of God, have taken no interest in them. God is merciful towards all those who come up against depression, darkness, and death through the fault of false teachers who have only the appearance of teachers and the pride of being called teachers. For those poor souls, just as he sent the prophets for his people, and just as he later sent me for the whole world, he will send after me the servants of the word, of truth, and of love to repeat my words, because my words give the life. Therefore my sheep of the present times and of the future will have the life that I give them through my word. It is eternal life for those who accept it. They shall never perish, and no one will ever be able to snatch them from my hands. A Judean angrily replies, "We have never rejected the words of true prophets, and we have always respected John, who was the last prophet." And his companions echo what he says. But Jesus says, "John died before being hated and persecuted also by you. If he was still alive, his words, 'It is against the law,' uttered for an incest, would be repeated to you also, because you commit spiritual adultery by fornicating with Satan against God, and you would kill him as you intend to kill me." There was an uproar as the Judeans become angry and ready to strike Jesus. But Jesus is not worried. He raises his voice to dominate the tumult, and he shouts, "And you have asked me who I am? Hypocrites! You said that you wanted to know, to be certain. And now you say that John was the last prophet? Twice you condemn yourselves by lying. Once because you say that you have never rejected the word of true prophets, and then by saying that John is the last prophet and that you believe the true prophets. You deny that I also am a prophet, at least a prophet and a true one. Lying lips, deceitful hearts. Yes, I solemnly tell you, here in the house of my Father, that I am more than a prophet. I have what my Father gave me. What my Father gave me is more precious than everything and everybody, because it is something on which the will and power of men cannot lay their grasping hands. I have what God gave me. Although it is in me, it is still God, and no one can snatch it from the hands of my Father or from me, because it is the same divine nature. My Father and I are one."